You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Back from break since the dictator, the Jorder, Jason Gibbs,
hey,
demanded
man,
one.
We got to pay bills.
We were gonna have the break, Skips. We want to keep the lights on. So Matt, before I was so rudely interrupted, now sure. I know why it can cause angst to be cut off. when you're talking beer pong, what are your rules? How do you play? What do you consider beer pong?
Well, we kind of have girls can finger it out. Oh, I'm sorry. Guys can finger it out. Guys can finger it out. Girls.
You can touch the ball once it's in.
Oh, just you have to as it goes in. You can flick it out.
But if you knock the cup over,
once it's wet, you can't.
So you can play defense, kind of.
Yes, you can.
Oh, I like that. I don't like that.
I hate that.
Are your cups together or apart?
Our cups together? You get once you start knocking some balls out, you get two re-racks. Okay. However you like. As
but
a
they
house,
always start
as a diamond,
together.
They always start as bowling pins. They always start together, touching.
Okay,
you know,
so like Beirut
rim to rim. And you get two re-racks. You can do a diamond. You can do a house. However you like it. And then if both females, whoever makes them, they get the ball back.
Okay.
If you throw it and the ball comes back and you're able to reacquire your ball on a miss, you can make it again behind your back.
Behind your
that's
back.
A lot
yeah,
of rules,
specific.
Man. That's
that is
a lot.
No,
so
it's not. When you're sober and starting the game, they're easy to follow even when you're drunk.
My question is then,
not for me.
When you look at shooting, guys who are shooters, you're saying, I'm a shooter. I'm not a bouncer. I could shoot it and you can just block it before it even gets in the cup?
No, you cannot. You can block a bounce.
Okay.
And a bounce is two. Double bounce, three.
Okay.
But no, if you're a shooter and you shoot it up,
yeah,
and it goes in and like say it hits wall or it rims or something like that, a female can blow the ball and pop it out of the cup.
Sure.
And a guy can finger the ball out.
Okay. So if it hits up in the air, you can then swat it. But if you knock the cup over, it's...
Correct. You got to drink one.
Interesting. Those are serious rules.
Make it fun, though.
So I play 10 cups spread out.
Okay.
And it's all shooting.
Sure.
You can bounce, too, but you got to call your cup.
I've never been...
No defense.
Never been a drinking game type of person myself.
No,
I just it's just become, you know, some of the friends we associate with brought us up to speed on some of the rules and the fun associated with beer pong, not even sometimes being beer. And it's enjoyable. Perfect for a holiday weekend as we salute our soldiers and those that are lost or fallen to help protect our freedom.
Great segue.
Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. Yes, thank you very much for acknowledging that. It is not happy day, as our good guy Tom Shoemaker points out on Twitter. So honor the veterans who have served our great country here and certainly do that on Memorial Day. Pay your respects. Have a good time. Be safe. Enjoy the holiday weekend. We'll be back.
Don't drink and drive, dummies.
Don't.
We'll be Uber.
Uber.
It's easy. It's on your phone.
Yes. We will be back with you guys on Tuesday. For the kid, for Matt Wilhelm, for Jason Gibbs, for Mike Patrick, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for tuning in to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
OTAs kick off on Tuesday.
Cavs. Happy Memorial
Let's go
Day.
Cavs.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.